flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Bob? Man, the more I look at this Luka deal, it is so strange that Dallas would just part with this guy and, like you said, not check around. Can you imagine the windfall they could have gotten for a 25-year-old? And then they seem to sort of slander him on the way out of town. Their general manager, Nico Harrison, talked about them wanting, you know, defense wins championships, you know, intimating that he wasn't a defender, which he wasn't. Neither was Mario. This reminds me of if the Penguins had traded Mario as a 25-year-old. Because the other thing is that they're reporting on ESPN is that they got tired with this guy not wanting to comply with their eating programs, his approach to diet, his lackadaisical approach to diet and conditioning. Who cares? Who cares?
He's not one of those guys who runs around.
Some guys are like that.
He's a big dude, 6'8", 270 pounds, whatever he is, but he knows how to play and slow down and break down his opposition. He gets into the lane, and he has ways of maneuvering that you can't teach anyone, and it doesn't have anything to do with a diet. He knows how his body is. If you average 28 points per game, you could eat all the chips you want. I don't
exactly
care.
There have been so many guys like this in sports who – you can't change. Mario is a great example. In his second Penguins career, you know, working with our very own Jay Caulfield, I might add, Bob, you know, he got into the whole conditioning thing later on. He didn't need
that
back then.
That was more of a, okay, I got to get myself into better shape at my age versus
Exactly. Back
then you didn't. When you're young, you can do whatever. And if you ask Mario, I'm sure he'll tell you that he didn't necessarily adhere to a strict diet.
Well, no, we know that from early in his career. Some people are just so talented and so good and so competitive that it doesn't matter. That crap doesn't matter.
But even if you wanted
to
deal
him. Was Ben in shape his whole career?
Probably not. A lot of guys probably aren't. My point is, if you're, first of all, why would you let that out, number one? You're trying to trade him. You would say nothing other than, hey, we've had a little bit of a disagreement. He's available. Who wants him? Come get him. Give me an offer.
It sounds like a cheap organization, and they're reacting in Dallas not well to this. They had a mock funeral protest at the American Airlines Center with people there just absolutely livid.
Dirk Nowitzki went on Twitter and had an emoji that summed it all up too, you know, and he's a guy who he's one of them. That's another guy when you looked at Dirk Nowitzki, you said to yourself, he's not the best conditioned guy I know. He doesn't run circles around people, but he has this way of getting open and making shots.
Yes. If you're, and I see where Luka's dad is now quoted as saying he played 100 games last year, practically 40 minutes a game with two or three players constantly on him and took him to the finals. This is insanity.
I remember from that run of his that he had isolation. I guess this was the NBA Western Finals against, was it Denver? Who did they beat?
Minnesota last year.
And so it was Rudy Gobert, who's like a defensive player of the year almost every year. He made him look like he just had six ankles breaking left and right. He hit him in, out, step back three. Gobert had no chance to stop him. And that's a mismatch in size also, I think. It goes to show you what he can do without having to move a lot. He's not a guy who's going to run around and just do that. That's not what he does.
I don't get it. I don't get why you wouldn't shop him around, and now he's in L.A. And L.A. has a history of bringing in these types of players to build championships around.
But it wasn't even the Lakers' idea. That's the weird part of this. They did not approach it. Dallas. They didn't know.
I know,
this
but
was
here they are.
On.
What I'm saying is he's going to LA like Wilt Chamberlain did, like Kareem did in the prime of his career, way back when he was about 25, after he led the Bucks to a championship. Somehow LA winds up with a guy like this.
For not all that much,
forever.
To be honest. And
forever.
I like Anthony Davis, but it's not all that much in a return. You could have set yourself up for future number ones for quite a while if you're Dallas, and they just chose not to.
And it has led us to Pittsburgh trade talk. And, of course, today we get word that Myles Garrett wants a trade. Are the Browns going to get the jump on that? They say they're not going to trade him while the Steelers hold on to T.J. Watt. And my question would be, for what? Like, I guess there's the fan sentiment. I understand. I'd love T.J. Watt if I rooted for the Steelers, too. But from strictly a team-building, team-future standpoint, to me, it doesn't make sense to sink another $100 million or so into T.J. Watt. It just doesn't. And now's the time to deal him. Now would be the time.
You know, we've had these conversations before about the Penguins with Malkin and Letang specifically several years ago, and they chose not to do it either. And look what it's gotten them in terms of now making other trades, and I wonder where they're going to stop. Kyle Dubas is, he's got some extra money coming up. After the NHL and PA agreed to increase salary cap numbers. I think it's $22 million over a three-year span going up, so they'll have money. But they still have contracts that are not movable, I don't think. And what do you do next? Is it Rickard Rakell? What do? You can't stop here, can you, Joe, if you're Kyle Dubas?
Not me. I think a lot of people already saying, that he's an absolute genius and, oh, my God, he's on a heater, The Athletic said. Let's calm down a little bit, okay? He's got some of the worst contracts I've ever seen in the NHL, okay? He's got $20 million tied up in Erik Karlsson, Tristan Jarry, and Ryan Graves.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For this year, for next year, I believe for the year after that with Carlson, I believe that'll be his last year. So they're complete. I don't care how much the cap goes up. They're completely hamstrung by horrendous contracts, and they are in no position to keep Ricard Raquel, a $5 million player for multiple years from here on out in his early 30s.
You can get something for right now.
Yes.
Is there anyone else on their roster, short of those guys who have no trade clauses, that you can get anything
for? Not short
for?
Of the guys with no trade clauses, no.
So where do you go next?
Ricard Raquel. And then I start asking people about their trade clauses, knowing that some of them will want to stay and all of that. That's fine. I can't imagine that you couldn't deal Erik Karlsson. Why would he want to stay? But having said that, this trade with Vancouver and the Rangers was a great trade. Doesn't mean it'll turn out, but kind of like the conversation you and I had about the top 10, you know, getting yourself in the top 10 to take a quarterback, you need to put yourself in position to either swing and miss or hit a home run. And if you're not drafting multiple times in first rounds, then you never have a chance. So good for him, great for him, for getting a first round pick back in this deal. That's fantastic for what amounts to a garden variety NHL defensive defenseman in Marcus Pettersson, who, by the way, was you were selling him low. He wasn't playing well this year. And also Drew O'Connor, you were selling low. That was great. But that needs to be still part of the beginning here. You know, you have people throwing around, they have 15 picks in the top three rounds over the next 3 years. Great. You're going to hit on a very small percentage of those. It's the NHL. Keep stockpiling. I like the fact they got a young prospect, young player, this Fernstrom, put in this deal. Keep stockpiling interesting guys like that. This can't be the end for now. This has to be more of a beginning. This, combined with last year's Gensel trade, needs to be the beginning for Kyle Dubas, who apparently is still afraid to say the word rebuild. Say it. Say the word and then do it. I mean, this is going nowhere otherwise.
There are levels of rebuild. You don't have to go full in, get rid of everyone, but you can still rebuild.
Who wouldn't you get rid of other than Sid if you had the chance? Let's say nobody had a no-trade clause. Who would you be saying, man, you got to keep that guy and not get the return for him? Who?
No, I would have, and I've been on record before as talking about trade. Before they signed their new extensions that Hextall was forced to kind of give them, both Malkin and Letang, all due respect, great Pittsburgh Penguins will be remembered as such. But if there was a time to move them, it was right then and there.
Well, what about
before
now?
It ever got to that?
What if nobody had a no-trade clause? Other than Sid, I would trade everybody on the team. And be open to it.
First of all, there are that many, and that includes Erik Karlsson. I wish he would agree to something, because I think he could serve somebody better than he is here right now, given the money. And I'd love to get rid of some of that money.
Eat a little bit of that money to make it happen. Why not? You put yourself in this position with two of the most horrendous contract signings in Penguins history. Tristan Jarry and Ryan Graves, both at about $27 million. So
yeah, that one was.
You don't have the luxury of keeping a soon to be 32-year-old winger be a pretty hot commodity on the market here in Ricard Raquel. You don't have that luxury. Trade him, get another first round pick, which I think you could. Do you agree, Bob?
You think you can get a first round pick for Ricard Raquel?
My God, they just got one for Marcus Pettersson.
Yeah, but that was kind of a different situation. I don't know if. I think Vancouver was so desperate to get rid of JT Miller originally when they got that pick. I don't think they had that pick as something that was...
Then get a second-round pick. I think you can get a first-rounder for Raquel. I do. He's signed.
Meanwhile, how many Pettersons do the Canucks have on their roster now?
Too many.
A lot of Pettersons.
He's signed. He's signed to a reasonable deal, and he's highly productive right now. To me, that's a first-round pick. That's first-round pick material.
How about a guy like Kevin Hayes? And I say this, not that he would bring in a lot, but he's the kind of valued veteran that a lot of GMs talk about this time of the year. And he's having a pretty good year when you think about it. You know, I looked at a list of guys on their team, and I'm thinking, who would get what? What would Kevin Hayes get you?
Nothing.
He'd get you something.
Nothing.
he served, again, no purpose here given what they're going through, I don't think. But he what does he have? How many goals does he have? It's not bad. I mean, I when they acquired him, they got him for a, they got the second round pick included, which is why they took him, I believe.
I mean, that's fine, but I'm talking about needle movers here, Bob. Guys who set
there
you up for
none.
A future. Yes, there are. Raquel is one of them.
You said beyond him. Beyond him, who are they going to?
Any of the guys who have no trades, you beg Brian Rust.
Yeah, but you can't control them if they say no.
No, you can't. No, you can't. But you can beg, and once you approach them, they know that you want to get rid of them. Plus, with Carlson, again, why would he want to stay? I don't get it. Why would he be disagreeable to moving?
I don't know.
Limits? Anybody?
No idea.
Can somebody help me here? Why would he want to stay here?
No connection to the city. He was not a part of the historic winning the cups. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand it.
I would love to see him get dealt. And that's a lot of money to get up from under, even if you picked up some of it, Bob. You know,
I wouldn't mind picking up some of it. If it meant I can get rid of half of it, I'll do it.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.